Hey folks, Dan Ferro here with your market update for April 18th, 2024. So yesterday we had mortgage rates retrieve just a little bit. There was really no economic news out yesterday, but we do have some big news today. It's the employment numbers, or I'll say the unemployment numbers. So let's get to it. Right here, the economic calendar for today basically has the initial jobless claims and the manufacturing numbers. So if we look at those initial jobless claims, last reading was 212. Came in at 212 once again, right in line with what was expected. The one weird thing here is manufacturing. Look at manufacturing number right behind my head. Last reading was 3. It was supposed to drop to 1. It actually came in at 15. So 5 times better than it was expected. What is it? Well, it's just the health of our economy, the manufacturing sector of our economy, and it's starting to show it's a really big pickup here. But the one thing we want to take a deep dive into is the Federal Reserve. Remember, they came out and said, we're going to inflict pain on households. We're going to make sure that people lose their jobs, don't have as much money, because that's the only way we can cure inflation. Well, let's take a little bit of a deep dive into the employment numbers. So these are the employment numbers, the last readings that we had. I want you to focus in on the areas that are getting the most increase in jobs, okay? You're seeing healthcare and social assistance, leisure and hospitality, government, construction, transportation, and retail trade. Those are the top, let's say, six areas of the country that's really growing right now in the workforce. So let's get over and see some of the numbers. Okay, so what we're going to do is go in here and see labor force participation. We got 10,434,000 people. Now, I'm going to throw a little trick at you here in a second, so you got to stay tuned with me about 2-3 minutes for this. All right. How many people out of these numbers are employed? Well, 65% of them, 6.8 million. How many unemployed? 4%. Okay. How many are not in the workforce? 30%. I'm going to take that with a grain of salt, and you'll see here in a second. Where are these jobs? Well, this construction. Accommodations, leisure, hospitality, recreational, professional, administrative, manufacturing, and retail. So it's kind of the same numbers as we saw right through here. Okay, the difference here is right through here. This is a profile of unauthorized population. So the people that are here illegally. So if you look at this, you're saying, okay, the jobs market is pretty good. Wages are starting to come down, but it's still scary that so many people are getting jobs. This might add to it, just possibly. Just want you guys to understand, a lot of the numbers that are coming in, you know, can be tweaked one way or another, but you're not going to see a really huge drop in jobs. That's my expectations. And you're going to see a pullback in wages, because in this segment, you don't have to pay them full wages, and they're taking up a lot of jobs. So that might be good news for our economy, the numbers, but it might be bad news when it comes to other sectors of the market. So you guys digest that information and figure that one out. Next thing is, let's go over to the broad markets to see how they're reacting to this. Why high rates haven't been so bad for stocks? Well, a lot of the stock market is predicted on future values of things. And the economy kept thinking, well, the Federal Reserve is going to reduce rates, and that's going to help, you know, the stock market. Well, it's been helping the stock market, but we've had quite a bit of a pullback over the last 2 weeks. If I get my head out of the way, there's a couple other sectors we want to talk about or show you here. Oil is holding steady. That's great news when it comes to the overall inflation numbers that we have. And then you can see U.S. weekly jobless claims right in line. Number of Americans filing for benefits right in line as well. How the markets are reacting to this? We have the S&P. It's up. Dow Jones is up. NASDAQ up. Russell 2000's up. Unfortunately, oil's up a tad, but it's retrieved off of its about $90 a barrel tag that we've had recently. So that's what's going on with that. What's the overall bond market doing? This is what we focus on to figure out where mortgage rates are. So what we do is we go right through here, MBS Live. I actually have the COO of MBS Live. He's going to be joining us in 2 weeks to explain all this and his take on real estate and the economy in 2024. But if you're focusing in on this, what you want to focus in on is right here. Now, we had good job numbers today that didn't shock the market. We didn't have really oils coming down. What is causing this? And that's the disconnect with a lot of these things. So you got to watch me on a daily basis so we can track this basically tick by tick by tick. What you're seeing right here, if you want to figure out where mortgage rates are going, you have to focus in on the MBS market. Okay, that's why I subscribe to MBS Live. If you're a mortgage person out there, I highly suggest you use this system. It's telling me tick by tick by tick what in the heck's going on in the mortgage bond market. Why you need to know that is because the yield on this bond, the mortgage bond, is the biggest piece of your mortgage rate. So we focus in on the MBSs. What this is telling you, or how you read this, is if this number is going down on any bond. If the price goes down, the yields go up. And you can see, as we've been on here, it went from minus 19 to minus 21. We're live. This is actually a live ticker that I can see basically click by click by click. So we're going to see rates go up a little bit today. They'll probably go back to the 7.5 range that we've had. So that's what's going on in the bond market right now. If you're out there and you're like, hey, Dan, I would love to apply with you guys. I know you're one of the country's largest mortgage brokers and licensed in 50 states. Most mortgage brokers aren't, but I actually work at a bank. So I work at a bank in Chicago. We're also one of the country's largest mortgage brokers. So you can reach out to me if you're looking to buy anywhere in the whole country, as well as Puerto Rico. We just added one piece of puzzle to our website. You guys out there and you're like, Dan, I got the cash. I got a good job. I can make my monthly payments. And I got, you know, good credit. I just can't find the money to put a down payment, pay my realtor, and pay all the closing costs. Well, I don't know if you realize this. We have a grant finder for you up here. So go to therateupdate.com. What you're going to do is hit the grant and then just fill out the information. It's going to tell you, do you qualify for grants all the way up to $10,000? Please make sure you check that out. But if you're out there and you're like, hey, I'm just kicking the tires. I'd love to see if I can qualify. How do you do that? Well, you can reach out to us. Hit the apply now button. You're going to put in your application. If you've already put one in, you're waiting for a consultation, you don't want to wait any longer, just give us a call or email me. How do you do that? Well, at the bottom of our website, right down through here, you're going to find our 800 number as well as my email address. And it is right there. So, right there. So the number is 844-775-5626, or you can email me directly at dan@therateupdate.com. Thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Hope to see you here again tomorrow. If you haven't yet subscribed, please do that right over there. Take care.